Now, I come to the 80th psalm that follows this, and it's another prophetic psalm. And you have here a continuation of thought in all of these psalms through this section here. A prophetic development, by the way, and the Septuagint has in it the inscription, the Assyrian. And because of that, why, there have been those that have attempted to place this psalm at another time. But we're told very definite here, it's a psalm of Asaph. And it's a chief musician upon Shoshanim Iduth. And we've had that before us, before, and that means lilies, and I think that is very important for us to see. It's a lily psalm, so it's going to mention the Messiah. It's going to mention the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, chapter 80, verse 1 begins like this, "Give ear, O shepherd of Israel." Now, this is a beautiful thing here. And the shepherd of Israel, he is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have that mention of the sheep and the shepherd before. Remember in connection with Joseph, when old Jacob was giving his dying blessing to his 12 sons, he gave the most important blessing, I guess, at that time to Joseph. And it says he led Joseph like a flock. And that refers to the wilderness when the tribes advanced toward the land, the promise to take possession. And it was under the leadership of Jehovah, the shepherd of Israel. But who was the leader? Well, it was Joshua at that time, and he was an Ephraimite, you see. And he was the one chosen to lead them into the land. He acted under the captain of the hosts of the Lord. Now, this is a very wonderful psalm. Let me read. "Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou who leadest Joseph like a flock, thou who dwellest between the cherubim, shine forth." And this is an appeal to God who had met with these people in the Holy of Holies. Now he says, "Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save us." Now, why would Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh be mentioned? Well, I think that the reason for it, you'd have to go back to Numbers, the second chapter, verses 17 through 24, and I'll not go back there, but if you go back and read it, you'll find out that in placing the tribes around the tabernacle, that these tribes here, Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, they were put immediately behind the ark in the march, in the order of the march. These three tribes were together on one side, and then they immediately followed behind the ark. The ark led them through the wilderness. Now, just as God had led these three tribes who led out, now the call again comes, "Stir up your strength, lead us again, O God, lead us again." And notice what he says here, "Restore us, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved." Now, that is quoted here three times in this psalm. It's a sort of a chorus. "Restore us, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved." Now, will you notice here, there is this little bit of an elegy that's put in here. It's the sad part of the psalm. Just three verses, but listen to it. "O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people?" And he's angry against it because of the fact he's not answering them.